Hi guys, it's your girl Jordan Byers, and today you are listening to the very first episode of Chit Chat with Joby. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm really glad that you're here as well. So if you listened to my trailer from last week, I told you guys that my very first episode was going to be me introducing myself. If you don't know much about me, if you're new to the Joby Squad, this is me explaining who I am and how I got to where I am right now. So I guess let's just get straight into it because I have a lot of notes in front of me kind of hashing out the timeline of me starting social media at, I think it was like 16 or 17. Let's just say it was 17. It was in between like 2016, 2017. But yeah. Let's start. So hi, my name is Jordan Byers and I am from Columbus, Ohio. Since starting social media, my life has been extremely fast paced. So at 17, I was writing for my own little fashion blog. It was called Fashionably Jordan. I hadn't come up with the Joby thing yet. You guys helped me come up with that, but it was called fashionablyjordan.com, and I was just, you know, doing cute little photo shoots, uploading my outfits to my website. It was a cute little thing that I had going on. And then one day I decided I want to add video to my site. So that's when I first started posting videos on YouTube. And I wasn't really trying to be a YouTuber. I just wanted to put like little makeup tutorials and fashion videos on my fashion blog. So that's why I started YouTube. So from there, oh goodness, my entire life turned upside down. And honestly, I can't even believe that this happened to me. Like still, I can't even believe that my life has been the way it has been. It's just definitely not I don't think I could have ever guessed that this kind of thing would happen to me. But one day, one of my YouTube videos went viral. And I was known as the girl who got her lips stuck together from testing out fake Kylie Cosmetics lip kits from AliExpress. So yes, I was 17, I didn't have any money, and that's when Kylie had first launched her lip kits, and I don't know, like, I mean, everybody wanted them at this time, and I could not afford them, so I bought fake ones from China on AliExpress, and I just did a little review video. This was the beginning of my little fake-up series, and I kind of just kept going from there, so what happened after that video? Clips from this video have been used in multiple Kylie Jenner YouTube videos and episode 3 of her reality TV show Life of Kylie. Oh my goodness, I can't even describe how crazy it was seeing a clip of my YouTube video on TV on Kylie Jenner's reality TV show. It was absolutely insane. So, but okay, I didn't know about it. I just wasn't expecting it. So unfortunately, when her representatives contacted me for the rights to use my video, my naive 17-year-old self didn't ask for any royalties or money. And later on, I had like a social media manager. She was like, girl, what did you do? You could have gotten really good cash. And I was like, wait, I'm 17. I don't know what I'm doing. So after my video hit 1 million views, I was so, so excited and just kept on pumping out these fake up videos where I bought fake makeup from AliExpress and then compared it to the real thing. At first, I didn't compare it to the real thing. I was just, you know, trying on this fake stuff. And then as I started to make a little bit of money from YouTube, that's when I would start comparing the fake makeup to the real makeup. I had so much fun with that series, but I have realized that you should never put counterfeit makeup on your face. I have experienced chemical burn, my lips being glued together. And yeah, that That definitely was not the best video I've ever made, but today it has almost 7 million views on it. And then I continued the series and have a couple of other videos that have a couple million views on them. So that's really exciting. I didn't ever believe that that kind of thing would happen to me, but it did. So I ended up building a little fan base of my own. I hate saying fans because I don't know. I just feel like such a regular human. Like, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not anything like that. I'm literally just this random chick from Ohio posting YouTube videos in her parents' unfinished basement. And yeah, but I just wanted to come up with a name for my people. My people, my subscribers. I wanted a name for us because it made me feel special. It made y'all feel special. And I just wanted to, okay? So everybody was doing it at the time. Everybody had a name for their subscribers. So I wanted a name for my subscribers. So that's when we came up with Joby. You guys, I remember somebody had suggested it at one point or another. I can't remember who or if I came up with it or if we came up with it over a live stream, because I used to do a lot of live streaming with you guys. Anyways, we ended up coming up with Joby, which is the first two letters of my first and last name combined. And then we called ourselves the hashtag Joby Squad. It was definitely a move at the time. Now that, I don't know. I keep asking you guys on Instagram, do you like the name Joby Squad? Is that, should we change it? Da, 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 da. Everybody always says keep with the OG name. So that is what we're sticking with. So yeah, at that time in my life, I was a senior. So in high school, I would go to school during the day, come home and work in my parents' unfinished basement that I transformed into my own personal filming studio. I would work there every night till like 3 a.m. and then fall asleep and then do the whole cycle over and over and over for months. My subscriber count continued to grow every single day, and the amount of sleep I got lessened as time went on. But you know what? I was so obsessed with doing it. I was so obsessed with talking with you guys, making videos, talking on social media. It honestly was so, so special to me. And yeah, I mean, the plus was I began making a lot of money from Google ad placement on my videos at the same time. So it was really exciting. But from there on, I had no plans of stopping and also no social life as well. But by the time I graduated high school, I had 7 videos that had more than a few million views on them, and creating content for YouTube had turned into my full-time job. And I took it very seriously. I had schedules. I had a manager who helped with getting sponsorships and communicating with different brands that wanted to place ads on my videos, stuff like that. So it was very serious. I spent the summer putting out 5 videos a week. Like, you guys, summer of 2017, I put out 5 videos a week. I have no words. I don't even know how I did that all by myself. I'd never had an editor. I never had like an assistant, never had anybody helping me. It was all your girl here. And I also started working on my very own cosmetics company called Joby Beauty. Yeah, I mean, I also did all of that by myself. I had Joby Beauty in the basement with me. I had things private labeled, lashes private labeled, highlighters, all of that stuff with my own branding on it. And I launched that. I spent half of my senior year planning out the brand, all the products I wanted to sell, and trying to figure out exactly how to do that. I filed for an LLC. All of that good stuff, everything was legal, and eventually that summer I launched my little brand, made a YouTube video to announce the launch, and the night after releasing the launch video, I had over 500 orders to fill. I mean, yeah, me printing off labels, 500 packages to fill. It was absolutely insane. I thought only 5 people were going to buy lashes. I legitimately did not think that anybody was going to buy my stuff, but I ended up almost selling out of everything. So I ended up making a lot of profit off of what I sold, and I was doing it for like 3 months or so, and at that time it was like August or whatever, and I was going to college. So I had to stop Joby Beauty because I was moving across the country from Ohio to California, and I just didn't think that I could bring everything with me. So yeah, Joby Beauty was honestly one of my favorite things that I've ever done in my life. I mean, I was really proud of myself for doing everything on my own. I kept track of everything on makeshift Excel documents. I didn't even use Excel. I made up little Excel documents in some app on the App Store. I can't even remember what it was, but it wasn't Excel. Anyways, 18-year-old me was so proud of myself, and I felt on top of the world. Like, no joke, I was so excited and passionate about this. It seriously was my favorite thing that I've done this far. All of that happened, and I was planning on moving to LA to attend the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandise. So that was the end of Joby Beauty LLC. She packed up and left everything in the basement, and I still have a couple of things. I have like a couple of boxes of my lashes and some glitters left over that I am now doing a ton of giveaways on my Instagram. I've been writing letters to you guys nonstop, and I set up a PO box so we could be pen pals. It's so much fun. Like, honestly, I love writing letters and receiving letters, and I just think it's a really fun way of communicating. But I've been sending you guys my leftover stock of lashes and cosmetic grade glitter. So, you know, I figured, why let it just sit and gather dust in the basement when I can just send it to you guys and let it actually get used. So that's what happened with Joby Beauty. I would love to one day bring back another cosmetics line or skincare line. It's my passion, and that's ultimately what I would love to do with my life, but I'm still in college, so that's gonna have to wait. So, okay, back to the story. I was moving to California, and how I got into FIDM, the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandise, is I had applied as a junior in high school way before any of the YouTube stuff happened. So I already knew that I wanted to move to California before all of it. And I actually applied for the fashion design program and got in as a junior. So I didn't have to apply to any other school because I got in. This was my dream school. This is where I wanted to be. I wanted to be in California. Like, I was ready to go. So after YouTube and beauty guru stuff happened for me, I decided to change my major to the beauty industry merchandise and marketing program, just because I felt like it was a better fit for me and my interests. So in August of 2017, I packed up all of my lighting equipment, boxes and boxes and boxes of beauty products in my small SUV, and said goodbye to Columbus, Ohio, and headed to California. My dad actually, oh my God, God bless his soul. My dad drove my car filled with so much crap cross country, and he let me fly to California while he drove my car all that way. Okay, I'm so sorry about, there's like little kids screaming in the background. I'm so sorry, but I can't really do anything about that. We're just gonna have to continue. Anyways, once I moved to California, I first moved to Orange County and went to the Orange County branch of my school. So I set up my filming studio in my apartment living room and continued to make content constantly. I was living in Irvine, and I was going to the Orange County campus, and that was only for a year though, because that's like a 1 year only branch, and then you have to go to the LA branch. So the Orange County branch was super small, very, very small. There was like only 80 students attending the campus and roughly 10 to 15 students in each of my classes. So I believe I was one of the only out-of-state students, and everybody else was from Orange County. So I kind of felt like an outcast. I felt like an outsider because everybody there, you know, lived there with their parents and drove to school and had their friends already. So I just felt like, I don't know, nobody really wanted to be friends because they already had their friends in their hometown. And that's kind of how it was. So I spent the year low-key friendless and working 24/7. But over Christmas break, that is when I got little Mr. Gray Gray, my mini Aussie doodle baby. And yeah, I got him over Christmas because I was lonely and I wanted a little pup. So I got Mr. Gray, and he's been my best friend ever since. I freaking love the crap out of him. I actually just made him an Instagram. His username is at Gray the Aussie Doodle. Go follow him. Post really cute stuff over there. So yeah, that year, my first year of college, I was on the honor roll every quarter and posted 2 to 3 videos a week. And it was really good. It was really good for a very long time. I was hardworking, doing really well in school. And then finally, the last quarter at the Orange County campus, I made a friend. And at the start of the second year, we decided to move downtown together and live in LA. It was right downtown. It was such a cute apartment. And I absolutely loved living downtown. The LA campus of FITM was only 3 blocks away from my new apartment, and I just felt like the world was at my fingertips. Like, seriously, it was so much fun living downtown. So I continued making content, set up my little filming studio in my new apartment. I had a teeny tiny bedroom. I put my bed up against the wall and then had my filming studio crammed right next to it. So yeah, I had no room in my room. But that's okay because I was constantly working, constantly doing stuff, making content, going to classes, and I was also going to church weekly. I grew up going to a private Christian school, and my life revolved entirely around my religion, and I spoke very freely about my faith online, and a lot of my audience was attracted to that and the sense of a shared religion between them and me. And then a few weeks after moving to downtown LA, I broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years, and my audience was honestly devastated. Like, honestly, he was in so many YouTube videos. He was there for a lot of my YouTube journey. And when I was living in Orange County, he was still living in Ohio, and I flew him out a ton. I flew back a ton. Long distance relationships are really difficult. I definitely don't recommend. But yeah, we broke up. My audience was sad about it. And I was pretty lost and confused about who I was as a human and went on my journey to find myself, which was interesting. I went on so many Tinder dates, went to influencer parties, hung out with boy bands. I was living like a free woman, and my goodness, what a time. That was a really fun time in my life, but also a very confusing one as well. But at that time, I once again felt on top of the world, but secretly knew that my audience would not approve of my lifestyle changes because I was no longer super religious, and I was more, you know, fun. And my audience was primarily very, very religious and very, very conservative. So I just began sharing this edgier version of myself and feeling empowered in my own uniqueness and my own skin. And I loved who I was becoming. I loved what I was learning. I loved all the different people I was meeting. And unfortunately, I just felt like my fan base was growing farther and farther away from me due to my personal changes and feeling like I had just become a completely different person over time. So my views per video were dropping pretty bad, and my passion dropped as well. Like, I was low-key over it. My college classes continued to get harder, and it became increasingly more difficult to balance a full-time YouTube career as a content creator and being a full-time college student. I just felt like I couldn't do it anymore. I told myself that I needed to take time off, so I did, but only for 2 weeks, and then I jumped right back in because I was so scared to lose the audience that I had worked so hard to gain this whole time. I didn't really have much of a break at all. And now looking back, I should have taken like a couple months off, or a month or two, and then, you know, gotten re-inspired and jumped back in. But at this point, I was clearly different and trying to portray myself as the same in order to keep this audience. And honestly, it was physically and mentally draining, and I was simply burnt out. Like, honestly, I was just so burnt out, and posting 2 to 3 times a week was just getting to be a chore. So I began working with this startup cosmetics brand, and if you were there for that time, you know what brand I'm talking about. I stumbled across this brand when I was adventuring around in the fashion district. I was filming a vlog, and literally this woman walked up to me and she's like, "Hey, I love your makeup. Do you do makeup? Are you a social media person?" And I was like, "Actually, yeah." She was like, "Okay, you need to come up to my office and meet my team. We're a little makeup brand." And I was like, "Okay." So I go up and I met this brand, the owner, the people working there. There was like 2 people working there. But yeah, I met the owner and was instantly asked to work with them. So for months, I mean, like, guys, 9 months, I promoted their products for free, being told that I was eventually going to have my very own collaboration collection in the future. So I was like, I was just hoping for this. There were so many promises that this guy that owned the makeup brand, he just promised so much. And I just kept promoting because I really felt like I actually really enjoyed the products. Their eyeshadow formula was really good. So it's not like I was promoting crap, but the brand owner was crap. So Christmas time rolls around and they still aren't selling anything. Like, guys, they literally did not make any sales ever. They had $1 million worth of stock in their warehouse, and literally that stock did not move ever. So they asked me at Christmas time if I wanted to do a super fast turnaround holiday collection. And of course, my 19-year-old self said yes. I had never done a collaboration like this with a brand in which I was given my own palette. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be such an amazing opportunity. And at this time, the owner had 2 employees, someone in charge of the Instagram account and someone who came up with the creative strategy for the brand. But really, she didn't know what she was doing at all. Neither of them really knew what they were doing. The one that was coming up with the creative strategy was like working 2 other jobs and did not have the qualifications to make the brand grow. It was just a mess. So, long story short, I was convinced into slapping my name on products that they already had in the warehouse, and I worked all December long to advertise and promote this palette. My audience could tell I was faking it. Well, not faking it. They could just tell that my heart wasn't into it. I was totally being ripped off, and I feel like they knew. I feel like you guys knew I was being ripped off. But I was too scared to say no. This guy was such a good manipulator. But the project ended up being a failure. The owner did not want to put any money into advertising or new packaging or anything. So the whole thing ended up being a huge embarrassment. I was already burnt out, feeling like a complete failure, and also trying to pass my midterms before Christmas break. Like, dude, it was a lot. There was a lot going on. While this was all happening, I met a boy. I met a boy. And this is rare at my school. I met him at school. This is rare at my school because I was in the beauty major, and there was like no guys. Actually, I mean, there was 2 gay guys, but obviously they weren't into me, right? So it was a crazy story. But in one of the FITM classrooms before class had started. He was actually interested in another girl at the time. But when I saw him, I knew I had to know him. I was like, oh my gosh, walked in the classroom. Who is that really cute boy? Like, I need to know him. So over Christmas break, I slid into the DMs, and that is all it took. Sorry, not sorry to the other girl. But yeah, we came back from Christmas break, went on a date January 5th. And literally from January 5th, we were dating. Like, we fell in love the second we met. And from there on, we've been pretty inseparable, which is really nice. I really love him. He's great. Anyways, he helped me realize that it was okay to stop pretending and to just start being myself and living like me for me. So I slowly but surely began putting my true self out into the world. And as I expected, I lost a lot of subscribers and followers daily. Like, I haven't, honestly, since then, I haven't gained any subscribers or followers at all. But that's okay. I don't do it for the subscribers. I do it because it's fun for me. So it was extremely depressing to see everything I built fall apart. But I knew it was for the best because I just wanted to be myself and live life for me. So I continued to post videos here and there, just trying to keep my channel somewhat afloat. But I was so not passionate about the content that I was creating, and the constant decrease in subscribers and followers kept me in this state of sadness and confusion. And it was just really hard deciding whether or not I needed to truly quit and just be done with it. But then June rolls around. It was time for me to graduate from my first degree, and I was asked to be featured in a docuseries for Vice China. How freaking crazy, right? So it aired on Tencent, which is China's version of Netflix, and I was in the docuseries for like 15 minutes or so. So basically what happened was a whole entire film crew, like a film crew, I've never experienced this before. They followed me around for 3 days and it was so much fun. But the first day was my graduation. So they filmed me getting ready, my parents coming over, my family coming over, me graduating, all that cool stuff. And the whole time I was being filmed as this influential content creator, but I also knew I was going to quit making videos the second the film crew left for their next filming destination. Like, I had already decided that I was done with YouTube, and I was like, all right, this is my last hoorah. Let me do this docuseries, you know, and that's it. So I spent the rest of the summer focusing on me, my mental health, figuring myself out, finding out what I wanted to do with life, and I just stopped sharing my life with the world and social media, and I just began living like a regular 20-year-old. Cameras, equipment, everything packed up. I didn't have a studio in my room anymore. I didn't have any of that. I didn't document anything. I was just living like a regular 20-year-old. At first, it was definitely extremely depressing because I felt like I had ruined my career and there was nothing I could do about it. Like, it was just done. It was over. I felt like a complete failure. I was no longer making money. I was no longer relevant. And I beat myself up constantly. But eventually I learned to be patient and truly, truly understand that it's okay to be irrelevant and a normal human being. Like, I'm so fine with that now, but at the time, it's like I grew up, I mean, not totally growing up on social media, but from the age of like 16 and a half till 19, I was so used to people constantly wanting to know what I was doing or constantly posting content and having thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people watching what I did. So it was definitely weird and different for me to not have that anymore. And I just took that summer to really understand what it's like to find my self-worth from myself and not from other people. That was the biggest thing that I had to learn. I had spent so long finding all of my self-worth, all of my self-love from other people telling me, I love you, you're amazing, I love what you're doing, da 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 da. And finally found out how to love myself for me and not because other people loved me. So yeah, that was a huge turning point for me. So I just kept telling myself that summer, listen, this is me talking to myself real quick. I was saying, Jordan, listen, if you can accomplish all of that before turning 21, then you can definitely do something amazing again in the future. You just have to be patient. And I definitely believe that. I feel like if you have the passion, the motivation, and the drive to do something, you can do anything you want to. Goodness, this is a lot for me right now, but hashing all this out for everyone to hear, this is going to be interesting. But I definitely feel like some days I still get down on myself when I look back at everything I had going on for myself, and I think, gosh darn it, if only I had just kept going. Like, seriously, why did I stop? I could have kept going. I, you know, could have still had that career. But then I snap back to, no, I realized that the person I was pretending to be for the longest time was unhappy, hiding, and just not me at all. Like, I needed to grow up for a minute by myself with my own thoughts. And I learned so much from taking a year-long break away from social media. Like, I learned more about myself and who I am, what I want, who I want to be in one summer than I did all of the other years before that. So now, update on where I am now. I'm currently on my way to get my Bachelor's of Science degree in business management, still at FITM, and I love it. So after creating Joby Beauty way back when, I realized that I want to be an entrepreneur someday. So I have huge dreams and aspirations of owning my own company and just making it huge. I'm not quite sure what industry I want to be in yet, but I don't know. I feel like the opportunities and options are endless. I just, you know, just takes time. So since starting this program, I've had a part-time internship, yes, honeys, a paid internship, honeys, at Dermalogica. And since quarantine, I've revamped my YouTube channel, my social medias, and I just, oh my goodness, you guys, since quarantine, I have fallen back in love with social media and talking to you guys and making YouTube videos and just doing the whole content creator thing. Like, I have fallen so in love with doing it again. I'm full steam ahead right now, okay? I'm full steam ahead. But yeah, I revamped everything, all my social medias, and I started a podcast, which I've wanted to do for the longest time. And it took me a long time to gather up the confidence to do this, but I'm so glad that I'm doing it. I love this. I love this so much. I'm 21. I have so much life ahead of me, but I feel like right now I'm genuinely on a good path, and I'm really excited for what the future has in store for me. I don't know if, I mean, obviously right now I'm not making any money from social media at all because my channel is dead. Like, really, it's dead. There's no way I'm going to make any money from that in the near future at all. I honestly am just making YouTube videos because it's fun for me and I really enjoy it. And I love talking with you guys and creating content for you guys. So being a content creator, an influencer, I don't think that's going to be my career. I don't think that's going to be my future my full-time future, I definitely think that I will be working, you know, a good old job, a desk job. But I'm fine with that. I feel like I have so much to learn. I know that I have potential as well. So even though I'm not doing the whole influencer thing as my job, I know that whatever, I mean, I don't really know what I want to do. I really don't. I'm just going with the flow, doing what I like. My internship at Dermalogica ends next week, and I already have my foot in the door at another company. I just had my second round of interviews with the CEO of the company, so I'm really excited. I think I got it in the bag, but we'll see. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. That has been pretty much my life summed up since 16 years old. It's a long one, but yeah, thank you guys again. Next week will be an interview with this super cool, unique individual that I'm so excited for you guys to meet. He's honestly so cool. I'm so excited. I'm really excited. We're going to do a whole interview, and you guys are going to get to hear his story and everything that he's done. He is such a badass. Like, I'm so excited for you guys to hear his story. But yeah, I guess that's it for me today. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next Friday. Bye, guys.